Couple things today. Sweeten dislocated a finger. Should be fine. We get him back. TC, Tony, cramped up hamstring. Think he'll be okay. Couple of things going on. McCray obviously still out. Austin's still out. Emmanuel, just the biggest thing with Emmanuel, he worked out before the game in Seattle. Worked out good. There continues to be some soreness after a workout, so we're going to take a little bit different plan with him this week. We're going to give him a couple more days before we go back to work, so I'll let you guys know from day to day, but nothing's really changed.
Hey, Gary, take a look now. I had an opportunity to look at film from the offensive line. What impressed you, or the things that maybe you need to work on both?
Well, the first thing that impressed me with our first group was Matt Paradis running the group. You know, he's got to be a quarterback, and I know he's been here a year, but let's remember he's really a rookie in a lot of ways too. So I like the way he ran the group. We played extremely hard. We made mistakes, but then we come back and make the next play. So, you know, I just like our effort, and I think if Matt can hold the group together and we can continue to grow, which is going to be the key. Yeah, Jeff, I think so. You know, I was a little disappointed in the second group. They played hard, you know, but there's some guys in there that played some football, you know, and our communication was not real good with that group, and we got to bounce back and be better. But, I like the way the first group played. They'll stay together. We'll keep going.
What have you seen on
Ben Fowler? I think you guys see it just like me. You know, he's had a good camp. The strength of his camp's probably been the last 2 weeks. The game, he played really well, played well on special teams. You saw him practice today. You know, it's interesting. Young players all of a sudden that see the light and say, I can do this and I can contribute. It's fun to watch that light go on. So, Benny's doing a good job right now. I need to keep coming, but doing a very good job.
Aiden looked sharp in the red zone. You get a sense that because he didn't play last week, he's even more ready to...
Well, I just think you can see the freshness. When he's fresh, you know, I think, for me, you know, this is my first time around with him, but I notice it, and we're going to stay to our plan, so to speak. But, you know, he's running the no-huddle stuff excellent, and I think we pushed through. I really like the way our team practiced today. You know, coming off an off day sometimes, get going a little slow, but I thought they pushed each other and we had a good practice.
On Friday, you had 7 different sacks from 7 different guys. How encouraging was that, and how good can that unit be?
Yeah, it was encouraging because of how we flew around, you know, all the players. I could go through guys, but, like Shaq, you know, Shaq was a very encouraging young player, and, I thought Shane really grew as a player. But, that's what you want to see. You don't want to see your success come from one guy or two. You want to see it come across the board because of the scheme you're playing and guys playing hard. So that was encouraging to see.
Ronnie Hillman obviously came and did a great job for you, Coop. Something you guys are looking for him to do.
Yeah, Ronnie's another player that's had a good camp, so he's playing good, you know, and those things transfer. He's working hard for Joe, too, on special teams. I see a hungry guy. I think he and Monte, it's a very competitive situation, and every time CJ gives them a few extra reps, they're taking advantage of it, in my opinion.